Well, let's talk about Obamanomics. It could take me right where I want to go. Senator Rick Santorum did an interview on Meet the Press this past weekend with David Gregory. And what he said was the whole fiscal cliff arrangement that was set up when the super committees couldn't agree, basically, he said it gave Obama what he could never get through Congress, which are draconian cuts that would take effect. When I say draconian, that's the way they call them, draconian, even though I know they're not. But those type of cuts that he could never get past. So in essence, he really would like the president and some of his people really like us to go over the cliff because he could never get any of this without that legislation.
Well, again, the tax increases go into effect if there's an impasse, and I agree that's something that I think the president would like to have. The revenues without the responsibility. Republicans must not give that to him. Secondly, however, the cuts, as you point out, these draconian cuts, as you hear some people tell it,
right,
cuts would mean the end of Western civilization. Remember that third number that I gave you, 64% increase in spending mm-hmm. over the last 10 years when inflation and population have grown only 39%. 64% increase in spending. These draconian cuts still provide for an increase in spending next year.
Yep.
These draconian cuts merely reduce the growth of federal spending to 0.5% next year. Now, after a decade in which federal spending has grown 64%, I find a 0.5% limit to the growth next year rather underwhelming. And you know, it's true, defense takes the brunt of the cut.
Right.
But I have to ask, does our defense spending today really need to be higher, inflation-adjusted, than it was at the height of the Vietnam War, when we were not only facing down the Soviet Union, but we had 500,000 combat troops in Vietnam?
Of course it doesn't, Congressman. Like a lot of people like me continue to look at how many contractors, if you want to call them that, that we have in different places with Afghanistan or Iraq that we are paying for, as well as our current military soldiers. I mean, there's a lot of bloat, Congressman, to look at.
That so-called cut, which again allows federal spending to grow a 0.5% next year compared with what we spent this year, that's not stepping off a cliff. That's taking one step back from the cliff.